This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well now, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into you of our brassel, and we would like to once again express our greetings to each of you, and as well our gratitude for your once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with each of you. And once again, before we begin, we would suggest that there exists for each of you that opportunity to be involved in that telepathic interaction and exchange of information, that what we refer to as a silent communication with other entities that would indeed be with us on this afternoon, or indeed with that portion that you refer to as your higher self, or that spark of consciousness that you are. And as always, many times, the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is the information that we attempt to express to you through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. It's suggested many, many times that what you seek cannot be expressed through the use of a vocabulary. It cannot be written down. It cannot be given to you in any type of verbal exchange of information, because it has limitations, that type of expression. Limitations like trying to explain an experience to someone when they have absolutely no concept of what it is that you're speaking. It's like an individual who has lived their entire existence in this incarnational period in what you refer to as your equator, or the center of your Earth system, and to explain to them what it would be like to live in an area at either end of your poles where that type of atmosphere is just not experienced, but rather almost an opposite experience, to explain the feelings of what it's like to have that extreme alterations and changes in temperature, where they can perhaps grasp the concept, for them to understand the feelings of that experience, it's necessary to travel to that area of your atmosphere, to your Earth system, to experience the extreme changes in temperature. Because it doesn't matter what you attempt to use for an explanation through the use of a vocabulary. It's limited if the individual that you're attempting to explain it to has no comprehension or no feelings or no memories to compare your explanation to. Each of you has within you that understanding of who and what you truly are. Each of you has within you the capacity to obtain all of the information that you desire. But it's an experience that you must be involved in, not one that can be given through an explanation, through the use of, once again, that limitations that are inherent in a vocabulary. And so we encourage you to go with inside. We encourage you to participate in that altered state of consciousness. And when you become involved in a group such as this, you will find that the combination of the energy that's involved, the synergy, the sum of the parts, indeed, are greater than the individual parts themselves. You will find that energy that you have created as you assemble in this type of a gathering will assist you in that alteration of your consciousness to enter into that meditative state. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent. And you have that opportunity to become involved in that telepathic exchange of information that once again is enhanced and is much more easily achieved in this atmosphere than when you attempt to have that experience when you are altering your conscious and entering into a meditative state as an individual without the benefit once again of the synergy of this collective group of energy. Not impossible to do it on your own, absolutely not, and we're not even suggesting that it's difficult to do on your own. Each of you has that ability, absolutely, but rather that as a group and as the energy once again is enhanced by that group, you'll find that the alteration of your consciousness will come much more easily and more readily. You have but to once again express the intent, and that opportunity most certainly does exist for each of you, and we would encourage you to utilize and to become involved in that opportunity. But as always, the choice is yours, absolutely. If you're concerned about what we're attempting to give you in our, once again, limited expression through the use of the vocabulary, you can always listen later. It's not necessary for you to sit here and listen to it when you have that opportunity to enter into that, once again, meditative state or altered state of consciousness. But once again, as well, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, we continuously bring to you that rather simple message that you create your reality, that you are the God that you search for. It's such a simple statement. And yet, it is the perhaps most difficult concept for you to grasp and to accept as being an absolute. To suggest that each and every instance of the experiences that you incur in your day-to-day existence, in your awakened consciousness state, and in all of your other levels of consciousness, is a creation that you are responsible for, can be very difficult to comprehend, particularly when you entered into this vibrational level and put in place that electromagnetic type of energy, that veil, if you wish, that limited your capacity to understand that you are responsible for the creation of your reality. You choose to put in place that limitation of the understanding of who and what you truly are. And so that becomes a difficult concept to grasp. It's like suggesting to you that time and space are indeed illusionary. They don't really exist outside of your awakened consciousness state. And yet they are one of those human consciousness concepts that are very difficult for you to step outside of while you are in this awakened consciousness state. And yet you do it quite readily in your altered states of consciousness. As well, in your altered states of consciousness, you can grasp more of the understanding of your capacity to influence your creation than you can in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Your awakened consciousness state, once again, you choose to believe that you're not in control. And so for us to come and sit and say to you that, listen, you are absolutely in control of each and every element of this reality that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state, of this entire vibrational level, not only of the day-to-day interactions that you have with others where you believe that you have the capacity to influence by certain choices that you make, but rather the entire universe that you exist in is your creation as individuals and as a collective consciousness. Your creation, each and every atom, not just the interactions that you have on a day-to-day creation process as you are experiencing your various activities that you're involved in. You create it all. Such a simple statement. And yet one of the most difficult concepts for you to grasp as being an absolute. And yet, there is no other plausible explanation. Any other explanation that you try to apply does not fit, does not work, to suggest that there are some other entities that are creating this reality for you. It takes away the possibility that you have free choice, that you have free will, and yet each of you will accept that you have free will, that you can make choices and decisions, that you can do certain things in this reality, that you have control over. And yet, if you believe that you're not in control, then even those choices that you're making, those decisions that you're making for such minute interactions in your awake consciousness state, suddenly have no validity. Because if there is an entity or entities, or if there is an energy or a power, it doesn't matter what you wish to refer to it as, that's controlling or creating this reality, that's having influence over what you are experiencing, then your choices and decisions are all very limited. You have no ability under that type of an explanation to have any choices in what you're experiencing. It's all up to some other entity. If you believe that you were put here for a purpose, that you are for somehow subjected to some type of element where you must go through some type of transgression or alteration or evolution in order to reach a certain point, once again, that takes away the free choice, the free will that each of you accept as being not only a possibility but an absolute. You understand absolutely that there are certain elements that you can and do control. For some they may be very minor, for others they are quite large elements of the creation and of their experience, but nonetheless each of you can pick out certain elements in your day-to-day activities where you absolutely understand that you are in control. You sit in this group by your choice, not because some other entity chose for you to come and sit in this particular group. Each of you are here by your choice. And if you are here by your choice, then it stands to reason that you can make choices for other experiences. Not only can, but do. You see, that's the irony of it. When we suggest to you that you create your reality and you look at certain realities that are being experienced throughout your Earth system and you question how could one ever be involved in to create such an experience, those, mind you, are the negative experiences. You don't have any difficulty when it comes to the positive experiences. You don't have any difficulty when a particular experience is occurring that what you refer to as a joyful or positive type of experience, a joyful or positive reaction, a joyful or positive feeling that results from a particular interaction or creation process. Ironically, individuals existing in your awakened consciousness state don't have any trouble accepting responsibility for that. They may give thanks, perhaps, but nonetheless still feel with inside that they had some type of an impact on that reality creation process. Even if it's a simple impact that comes from the point of the having requested to have that experience, nonetheless accept responsibility for it to some extent. But when it's what you refer to as a negative experience, one that causes some to feel hardship, or someone to feel some type of sadness, and then it becomes more difficulty for you to accept that indeed you're responsible for that creation as well. It becomes much more difficult for you to believe that you're responsible for a creation, for example, that might result in someone losing their life. You see, in your awakened consciousness state, life is precious. In your altered states of consciousness, you understand that you never die. It's illusionary. The entire reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is an illusion. Another difficult concept for you to grasp. And once again, because you choose to make it difficult, because you choose to enter into this vibrational level and put in place those limitations to understand that it's an illusion. A significant illusion, but nonetheless an illusion. And when it's an illusion, you can change it. Not only can, but do. And when it's an illusion, you create it all. Absolutely. Each and every instance, each and every event that occurs within your vibrational level is the result of the creation process of individuals and of the collective consciousness that choose to be involved in this vibrational level without exception. You create it all. You are the creator, you are the God that you search for. Such a simple statement, and yet the most difficult statement to grasp and understand in your awakened consciousness state. You create it all. And it's rather ironic that in your awakened consciousness state, you, the creators of this reality, are continuously looking for methods or techniques to alter the reality that you're experiencing. The reality that you're experiencing that you chose to create and to experience to validate the beliefs that you hold. You can change it, absolutely. We're not suggesting that you can change it. It's just that in your awakened consciousness state, once again, you believe that it's difficult. Because it makes it more real. Because that's why you came into this vibrational level in the first place. So that you can experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with those real interactions and day-to-day activities that you're involved in. It's real. And if you believe that it's real, then it becomes more difficult to change as well. And it's the reflection of the beliefs that you hold as a, once again, human consciousness concept or as a societal concept or as an individual concept. It doesn't matter which ones you apply. You still believe that it's real. And it becomes more difficult for you to alter if it's real until you correct its realities. You have certain issues that you're dealing with on a regular basis. And some of those you would like to alter. You would like to enhance, or you would like to make it go away completely, or you would like to change it in an entirely different direction. It doesn't matter. You would like to change it. You would like to alter the reality. And so you come up with different methods and techniques that will change that reality. And as we've suggested many, many times, the method or the technique is not nearly as important as your belief in the method or the technique. Not nearly as important. Your belief is everything. If you don't believe that some particular method or technique is going to work, then don't waste your time, because it's not going to work. If you need validation, and many do, validation indeed comes from the belief system that's in place in the first place. And so you experience a particular creation process, and as a result of that experience you believe that you form particular attitudes and particular thoughts, and it influences your choices and decisions. And what you're doing when you experience that reality is you're validating a belief that you hold, that it is possible. You believe that that creation process, that that experience can happen, that it's possible. And so we create the reality to validate the belief. The belief always precedes reality. It's never the other way around. Despite, once again, what you believe in your awakened consciousness state. Because you see, it validates that your reality is real to you in your awakened consciousness state. If you have an experience and you believe in your awakened consciousness there, that from that experience you develop and create and choose your belief systems. But from that particular experience you validate the belief system and it can reinforce your choices and decisions. It can reinforce your imagination towards the experience that you would like to create and to be participating in. But it validates a belief that you already hold. And that belief may not be a belief that, for example, you are going to experience some type of reality that's of almost beyond belief in terms of some type of a miracle, but rather a validation that you are worthy to have that experience, a validation of a combination of belief systems. That, to use the analogy that we have used many times, it's like the elements in your awakened consciousness state are comprised of atoms that are used to form molecules, and the molecules create or indeed are the bases, the building blocks of each of these elements that you're experiencing in your reality. And so it is that the beliefs form belief systems, and these belief systems are responsible for the reality that you're experiencing. And it may not be that you hold a belief, for example, that you're going to be involved in some type of catastrophe, but rather a series of belief systems that indeed such a thing is possible. And indeed, you may be in a state of mind where you believe that if it were possible, you could somehow be involved. And so it's a combination of all of those little beliefs that make belief systems that allow entities to be involved in what you refer to as tragic situations. It's not that they believed, well, I'm due for a tragic situation, and so here it is. But rather it's a validation of a belief system that are a combination of all the beliefs that an individual may hold. Individuals who are experiencing what you might refer to as very desirable realities are as well validating beliefs that are, when taken in as a lump sum of belief system, validating that they are worthy, for example, validating that a particular type of experience is necessary, validating that indeed it's within their capacity to have that experience, using their imagination in the creation process as to what type of reality, what type of positive experience they would like to have, and then validating the belief system by expecting to have that reality occur in their awakened consciousness state. The method of the technique is not nearly as important as your belief. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. We've said it thousands of times and we'll continue to say it. It's the important part of the message that we bring to you. And as you're entering into this new age and new energy, it can be of great assistance to you in your so-called awakened consciousness state to alter the reality that you're experiencing. Absolutely. Now, you lack methods or techniques that are complicated. Because you see, once again, you put in place that type of electromagnetic type of energy, that veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, and has that tendency to create in your awakened consciousness state this illusion that you're not in control. And if it were simple for you to alter your reality, if the method or the technique were really, really simple, and you were losing that belief that you're in control at the level of consciousness from which you create this reality, then indeed it's difficult for you to remain in this reality. When you indeed develop that capacity, chances are that you will choose not to remain in this reality. You're here by choice. You're not here because you have to be here. You're not here because you have to learn some lesson. You're here because you choose to limit the understanding of who and what you truly are, and you choose to put in place the difficulties in the human consciousness belief systems that make it difficult for you to grasp and to understand in your awakened consciousness state that you are absolutely in control. And so the method of the technique, if it's complicated, has more validity in upholding the choices that you've already made, upholding the belief systems that you're not in control, upholding the belief systems that there is this passage of time and space, for example. You see, if you have a method or technique that takes time, then it's more real. And then the benefits, indeed, are more worthwhile. Because it validates that belief in time and space. It validates one of the basic human consciousness belief systems that you've chosen to validate and to uphold. In order to participate and to sustain your existence in this vibrational level. And so, you choose particular methods or techniques that are more difficult. If it's more difficult, if it takes practice, if it takes some time to evolve, then indeed it has more validity. And it's easier for you in your awakened consciousness state to have some type of a measurement so that you can look at that and say, ah, yes, I can see the progression. And it validates the belief that you already hold that such a thing is possible. It validates your belief to alter the reality that you're already creating in the first place. You see, that's the irony. That's the irony, is that you are the God that you search for, and you create your reality. It comes back to it again and again and again. You are the creator of this experience that you're having in this awakened consciousness state, in this vibrational level. You are the God you search for. And so the method of the technique is not nearly as important as your belief, because the reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. And so we don't give you methods or techniques, you'll notice, because it doesn't matter what it is. We could tell you all different types of methods or techniques, and we understand indeed that there are those who would like us to give you certain methods or techniques that you could utilize to alter your reality. Can you tell me what I should do in order to alter my relationships? Can you tell us what we should do in order to enhance my job experience? Can you tell us what method or technique to utilize to benefit our health situation? Well, you can use whichever one you believe will work, because you see, that's the important one. That's what's important, is that you believe that it will accomplish that which you desire. That's what's important. We could suggest to you that you could step out of your bed and make 3 revolutions every morning, and at the end of the week we guarantee that you will be involved in whatever it is that you wish. And if you believe, then that will work. But then, why would you bother with the 3 revolutions? Why not just get out of bed in the first place and believe that you are in control, and go with inside. Go with inside and to obtain that information from within thought. For each of you has that capacity. Each of you has that ability to alter your consciousness, to go with inside and to put aside the clutter, if you wish, that goes on in your so-called busy mind. In this consciousness that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, to put that aside and to get past that, and to indeed get a glimpse of the understanding of who and what you truly are. And when you get that glimpse, when you make that connection, then you really indeed begin to comprehend why it can't be written down in a book, why you won't hear it through any type of channeling expression or in any video, while the methods or techniques that individuals are telling you will do this and this and this for you will only work if you believe they will work. They're only significant if you put the significance upon them. You begin to understand and to accept the responsibility for the reality you experience. And then you begin to realize that the techniques and methods to alter this reality are being utilized by your so-called subconsciousness each and every instance that you exist in this vibrational level. And if you wish to change your reality, you have but to alter your belief, and the change will be absolute, not maybe. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You are the God that you search for. You create your entire reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The rest is an illusion. The rest is up for grabs. The rest is a validation of your imagination and of the beliefs that you hold. If you can imagine it, you can create it. You have but to believe. You have but to have the expectation that comes from believing that you are the God that you search for. That it all exists within inside, and you have but to go within inside to make that connection. That the true answers lie within inside of each of you. You have but to make the choice. You have but to believe. Now, we would leave you for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent. And we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with the rest of you at noon. So we would leave you for a moment or two with love and with peace.